So, you have a superhero movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Superhero movies are so much fun.
Oh yeah, super fun. So this one starts in a Nazi concentration camp in World War II.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and that's when we're gonna be introduced to the movie's villain Magneto when he was a kid.
What's Magneto's deal?
He controls metal and he's super powerful.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, he's so powerful that he has a Newton's cradle in his office, but it's just metal balls that he's controlling with his mind.
Why? What do you mean, why? Like, why is he doing that? Who's he doing that for?
I guess for whoever walks into his office. You know, they'll be like, oh, look at those things go. I shouldn't mess with this guy.
Seems extremely unnecessary for him to do that, but I imagine it's gonna look cool.
Oh yeah, if I'm being honest, that's the only reason that's gonna be in here.
That's the only reason that really matters.
So yeah, Magneto's whole thing is that he thinks that mutants are far superior to humans.
So tell me a little more about mutants. Like, what's their deal?
Oh, well, basically mutants start developing their superpowers around puberty.
Oh wow, then I think I might actually be a mutant.
No idea what you're talking about.
When I hit puberty, I develop the superpower to speak in a lower voice. Forever.
That's not a superpower you developed around puberty. That is puberty.
I'm a hero.
Well, okay, sir. So anyway, we're gonna meet this young mutant named Rogue who's just discovering her powers.
Oh, what are her powers? She got a deep voice?
Basically, if she touches somebody, she absorbs their essence and powers and whatnot, so if you touch her, you die.
Oh, I think my wife might have something like that.
Are you saying that your wife has mutant abilities?
Well, she must,
because last night I wanted to get a little intimate, and she was like, if you touch me, I'll kill you.
I don't think that's a mutant power. I think that's your wife despising you.
Oh yeah, she does hate me. That makes a lot more sense.
So anyway, Rogue is gonna run away to Canada and meet this dude Wolverine.
And what's his deal?
Oh, well, he has crazy healing powers and his skeleton is plated with a super strong metal called adamantium.
Very cool.
Yeah, and he's gonna be in a cage match and every time he throws a punch, you're gonna hear like a metal noise.
We're gonna do that every single time he has a fight?
We're never gonna do it again, ever.
Oh, quickly abandoning things is tight.
So anyway, Rogue is gonna sneak onto the back of his trailer and then they're gonna get ambushed by Magneto's evil henchman, Sabretooth.
How did he find them?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
But then these nice mutants, Storm and Cyclops, are gonna jump in and save the day.
Well, how did those guys find everybody?
Oh, I actually have an answer to that one. See, there's a telepathic dude named Professor X, and he's able to locate mutants using a machine called Cerebro.
So why doesn't Professor X use Cerebro to track down Magneto?
Well, Magneto has a special helmet thing, so Professor X can't track him or read his mind.
Oh, and Magneto made those special helmets for all his henchmen, too?
No, he's the only one that gets to wear one.
So Professor X can just track one of the henchmen and find them all?
Well, yeah, but he's not gonna.
Why not?
Because then the movie's problems would be resolved too quickly.
Oh, stretching things out is tight.
We're also gonna have a really cool scene where Professor X mind controls Sabretooth and grabs Magneto by the throat.
So Magneto's definitely gonna get them all helmets after an incident like that, right?
No, like I said, he's the only one that gets to wear one.
Well, okay then. Anyway, I imagine Professor X is gonna rip off Magneto's helmet using the guy that he's mind controlling.
No, he's just gonna grab him by the neck.
But he has a golden opportunity to capture Magneto.
Yeah, but then the movie's problems would be resolved too quickly.
Right, okay, getting real stretchy.
We're also gonna have this mutant Mystique who's like a shapeshifter.
Oh, how can we tell who she's shapeshifting as?
She's gonna flash her eyes yellow whenever she's feeling super evil.
Who does she do that for?
Us.
Gotcha.
So anyway, later Magneto's gonna use a machine to activate mutant powers in the senator that hates mutants.
Oh, interesting.
But the senator's gonna end up getting some water-type power, so he just squeezes through his cell bars.
Wait, Magneto didn't know what kind of powers he was gonna get?
No, or he would've put him in a cell that didn't have bars.
So what would've happened if the senator got crazy powers capable of killing Magneto?
Well, I guess Magneto would have died.
Oh, what a massive gamble.
Yeah, I guess he got really lucky.
Wow.
So then Magneto's gonna want to turn a bunch of senators into mutants, so he brings his machine to the Statue of Liberty, and there's gonna be a big final fight, and Storm's gonna fight against this Toad guy.
Very exciting.
Yeah, and I wanted to make this into a super badass moment to set her up as a cool character for the sequel, so I had to think of an awesome line for her to say.
Was that hard to do?
No, it was super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just had her crack a little joke before killing him.
Oh, kind of like a John McClane in Die Hard kind of thing. So what's the joke?
She's like, do you know what happens to a toad when it's struck by lightning? The same thing that happens to everything else.
And then
she hits him with some lightning.
So wait, when does the joke happen?
That was the joke.
The lightning thing?
Yeah.
That didn't seem like a joke as much as it did just stating facts about lightning.
Well, she's a teacher, not a comedian. Cut her some slack.
Oh, okay. I guess that excuses the terrible line.
Let's hope so. So what do you think of the movie?
I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah, it really feels like something we can make a franchise out of, you know? Something that's ours that nobody could ever take away from us.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you liked that pitch meeting. Let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. We also have a ton of these on the channel you could check out. As well as some new series, we have one called Theory Battle that's a lot of fun. A really cool documentary about the Joker just went up. So check those out. Give this video a like if you liked it. You could also subscribe to the channel and check back soon for a new pitch. Those are all the things that you can do. Bye-bye.